Yeah, this is Chairman Brad Holton, President is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We're going to look into the pest, the budget for pest, and if Rick would take that.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
All right, so I'm gonna kind of just jump forward, well, I guess this new recording, right? So.
It is.
You go through all the function and mission, it's almost identical.
No, let's, if you want to refer to, it's in the publication also, so.
Okay.
It's there on the.
Let's go, if we can, let's jump to the highlight.
Okay.
So, this is the gopher report on the first one. The number of gopher work orders received this year so far is 105. Gopher work orders complete is 94. We're right on pace, kind of where we were last year. But I have a couple technicians. I have one technician that is amazing at what he's doing on the gopher side of things. Probably the best individual we've had in this position since I've taken over. We can't say enough about it. I mean, these individuals get their stuff done. And so, again, just very thankful. And again, this is why I have to retain these people.
It's right.
For me. So when I was talking before about when the wind's too high and we can't spray and we start installing outboxes. So FY25, we have 36 work orders this year alone. And that's because we have a new way of getting this out there. So we decided we have a flyer and it's in here. We have a flyer that every time our admin does an invoice, they put a flyer that talks about outboxes, that we do outboxes. And our technician hands out a flyer every time he goes to a field and does gophers to the homeowner. This has increased. Look at last year, we had 9. We're at 36 outboxes right now.
So for the public record, do you have a PDF of that brochure?
It's in here and I do. Yeah.
Okay, because the public is maybe clueless why we're in the outbox business. There's a reason.
The Weed and Pest website too.
Okay, then that's good. All right.
Again, so you see the number of work orders that we've completed and incomplete stuff. I mean, we're doing amazing on our revenues on the outbox and gopher side, the pest side. Again, it's all because we took the extra step of trying to get the info out to the public on these. Who knew about an owl would kill 2,000 and some gophers a year? And, you know, and that. So we've put the verbiage out there, and it really has made a difference. And this has been, this number's probably been a month ago, so it's probably have changed from.
Right.
So this is a lot of our wintertime work. When these, so weed and pests do help with snow removal for the county in their downtime, but when they can, when it's too windy, they go install an owl box. So this is the partnership that we have with facilities as well. So facilities builds the owl boxes for weed and pests, does the poles, does all that, has them ready to go. And it's just a partnership. It's worked well. Corey gets with Carl, they work together, like how many we need at this time, and it really, really works. And so again, it is a whole team effort, and being, it's very successful right now, and it's doing very, very well, so. But just kind of moving down from there, same thing, kind of technician on the accomplishments, pretty much same thing, but I think the biggest one that I just alluded to is the advertising and education for owl box installation and cleaning. And that's something else that we added this year too, is owl box cleaning. We've had a few work orders for cleaning. We go out to the individual's property, we clean it out, we bag it, and we throw it away. Multiple times, you know, you get one that's heavily used, it'll be full of bones and everything else. I mean, it's crazy how many bones will be in an owl box.
So technically, should this be under housekeeping?
Right. Yeah.
Just asking.
The revenues, $18,500. I want to kind of watch this, kind of see where we come in at.
Right.
If we can keep this trend going with the owl boxes, I mean, we might look at increasing that, but for this year, I wanna kinda keep it the same.
Okay.
So, the next page is the flyer of that, kind of the owl box. And so that kinda just gives you the verbiage and, you know, shows you a couple pictures of how they install it and just some documentation on it. And it gives your, you know, our prices, our trip charge and everything on there too, so.
Very good.
Same thing with the A budgets, kinda, so we have two staff, but I just put 12,000 on the overtime. Again, this is a hard place to find a number. So I threw a number in, even if it's a little higher, we don't use it, then I could kinda retract away from that, you know, in the future. And then same thing, I got two PCNs, two technicians on this side. I have the same $1.50 I'd like to try to do for them just for kinda retain.
Right.
B budget's pretty much identical with the weed one. And on the capital, it's the same thing as well here, $32,500 just to enclose that shop. So pretty much that's it on the weed and pest.
So I want to explore something for a little bit, that both the weed and the pest are to some extent weather driven. The pests come out more when there's more weed growth and everything else. So this is the only county business that we're in business that not only does the wind matter and complicate things, the amount of moisture that we receive and the temperature, the average day temperature. It seems to me that it would be smarter to start a reserve fund and build that up to take out some of the peaks that are eventually going to hit these two departments, and do it slowly over a several year period so we can have whatever that is. I don't know what the number would be, 10,000, 20,000, something that it would be in the budget that could be spent but is not spent unless all three agree that it's an unusual year and it has to be applied to a deficit that's in the budget, because either of overtime or needing to hire extra people just to get the job done compared to a following year that is you don't need the help, you don't need the expenditures. And you can't plan for that.
Mr. Chair, you're absolutely correct. I mean, last year we added a technician, and so we went from 120 to 180, and I watch my budget on a daily basis. I'm watching where we're at, and these guys know. I mean, I try to, you know, they know it's all about, you know, the revenues, but we're just at the mercy of the weather sometimes. And so I'm not concerned with the pest, but I'm a little more concerned on the weed side.
Right.
My concern is, can we hit that? You know, and even having that extra technician, we lost a couple people, so we're in the training period. We lost a couple people, went back to Ada County. Again, it's like, we got to retain these people. I do have a 17-year employee that is going to retire in September. And I can't just replace that knowledge.
No.
It takes years,
yeah.
You know, and that's going to put a burden on us. So, but I do appreciate you, you know, understanding our side of things when it comes to wind. That's why I made the change of, I want people there 5 days a week, because maybe Monday, Tuesday, it's windy. Well, at least I have technicians that at least are doing some, maybe are able to spray that Friday.
Does the clerk's office have any concern with something like that for this department?
We were just looking at the treasurer's reports, and like pest control balance in like November at a low point, it was at 442,000. So there is a buffer in there already for pest control. I think most recently on the April one, it was up to 548. So just something to know.
But it's not, how do we say this? It's not budgeted so it could be available to the board in a unanimous decision to access that.
In that manner. But yeah, there is a fund balance currently though for that.
Okay.
So more just stating that there is something available currently.
Okay. Okay.
If you wanted a budget, like cash carry forward to have the expense lines, I mean, you can view it as for good reason to sort of pad the budget. It's sort of a contingency to where you don't have to do an amendment or anything else, and there's just kind of an understanding that you have that placeholder.
Right.
It wouldn't require a 3-0 vote. It would just be approved in the budget with funding from cash forward. But if you didn't spend it, then the cash forward's not being expended, so the fund balance isn't being used, but that could be revenue line claimed towards. But there's also revenue generation of those services, if I understand, right? So if you incur that, you would see more revenues come in to fund it. But you just have to book either the revenue or cash forward balance. But with an understanding, you're not incurring the cost without also generating more revenue. It's, I think either that or you would use the reserve, which would be a 3-0 resolution.
Ms. Chair?
Yes.
Are you thinking, since we did the reserve for the $300,000 for current expense, you'd put a reserve out there for weed and the reserve out there for pests, since they're both different levied funds?
They're both different levied funds by state statute, and you need the. It's one of the few things we do that we cannot, our best planning. Tell me what the weather's going to be a year from now. Tell me about the heat, accumulated heat days. You can't. If you did, you should go buy a lottery ticket because you'd know the winning one. So this is just a very difficult part to. The other thing that I see is the number of residential lots that have been increasing by the thousands per year are new people who do not have an appreciation for Idaho weather, for kochia weed, for gophers. And I'm very pleased that we have that small of complaint numbers, but I can see that the complaint numbers could blossom just because of being aware of who's buying and who's moving into the valley.
Chairman? Yep. And so I guess I want to understand your position more. So I want to give a shout out. First of all, Rick assumed weed and pest, and it's been running very efficiently. Thank you, Corey, for becoming our weed superintendent. That the data that you have and the numbers that you're collecting, I think we were behind, and I know we were behind in fees. We didn't have an accurate count on chemicals, so we were undercharging for owl boxes, and so subsidizing all of that. But I guess maybe I'm going to look at the clerk, whoever. If we levy more for weed and pest, is that count against the ability to levy in current expense? No. Okay. And so I understand your position in wanting to build a fund balance, but we have some fund balance. So maybe having more discussion about what kind of a fund balance would be appropriate, and then as opposed to really historically what you've seen for like an emergency need in that. It seems like, well, I know since Rick's taken over that I think that tracking's a lot better where we're not faced with that, but I could be wrong.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, I think we're in a different day now with us being at the head of it that we were with the previous director. I can tell you, the rates didn't change from 97.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so we made those rate changes, and I think we're stepping in the right direction. We're going forward, but again, like I said, I'm not even really concerned with the pests. The pest is always going to be there. Gophers are always going to be there. We're exceeding our numbers in there. It's on the weed side is my concern. It's, again, there's so much variability in that, like with the weather and just everything. It's just tough. And like I said, and we did a big jump, you know. I mean, when I first took over, I think we were sitting at like 90,000 was the revenue. Then we jumped it to 120, and then we did a big jump to 180. And so that is just my concern right now is like, if we hit, I mean, last year we did really well. We came in at 177. So we were close. So we're basing off of number, right? But we just gotta see what the weather's gonna do. And it is all based off of that, but I just appreciate, you know, just the conversation on that.
So Chairman, I think my preference would be to just show cash carry forward in the budget if you wanted to just appropriate more money on the spend side with an understanding that it's only if certain criteria are missed. The fund balances are healthy. The fund balance for pest, I think, is more than their budget, and then the fund balance for weed is over half their budget. So if you're actually looking at each fund balance separately, their fund balances relative to their budget is healthier than other things. So I wouldn't necessarily send money over from, I would have to research that more, but I just think either, just you can show the cash forward as a, as making up the potential gap, but with the understanding that there would actually be higher revenue. So I don't know if you want to put more in the revenue line and more in the expense line and just understand that those things net out.
That's what I'd rather do than open up the budget. I mean, the reality is we live in Canyon County, and there's been years that you could drive to Ontario and not be able to get past Sound Hollow without driving over a rodent, because there was new rodents coming onto the roadway to eat on the dead rodents that you just ran over, and you literally couldn't get through that area. So we have times in the county that this just explodes, and it's very difficult to budget for that, because when there's that many rodents alive, the weeds just follow that.
You know, Mr. Chairman, we try to put just a policy into play, just kind of in-house policy, Corey and I did, not to try to do acreages over 5 to 10 acres, because it just gets, it's just so tough to do gophers. But we've been maintaining, we have a good technician, so we're doing 100-acre parcels now. And you can go through and you can trap one section, you put out 20 traps, come back next day, and we let the homeowner know, hey, it'll save you one trip charge, but we can reset it and we'll charge you the whole fee again and like go for it. They're like, and we've had this multiple times, they're like, we cannot find anybody to come and trap gophers. And so, and you're right, I mean, I see fields, and then we have worked with ITD. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a few things, you know, if we see gopher mounds on the side of the road, we're supposed to try to trap them. We don't have time. We haven't had time for that too much. We have been better on trying on the spray side with ITD, the roadway spraying. We've been trying to hit that, but I mean, and that's just Canyon County. I mean, you know, just there's that many gophers.
Sure. Okay. Well, sounds like there's no traction, so we'll go from there.
Chairman?
Yes.
Commissioners, I just need to clarify what I told Commissioner Van Beek, because I get the three of them mixed up. Pest control is its own separate levy, and then weed is underneath the county, so that does potentially impact.
Thank you. Appreciate the clarification.
Always get those all mixed up.
So say again, pest is on its own.
Pest is on its own, and then weed is with the county, and so that impacts the total of what the county can levy.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Thanks.
All right, is there anything else for this thing, for past budget?
I don't think so. Thanks.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, and thanks, Rick, for your leadership.
All right. Make a motion that we adjourn then.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.